Like a slow poison, his fear was actually paralyzing his ability to step back and put his role and his career into context, and he couldn't put it in perspective with the rest of his life. He just wanted to make sure he didn't fail at this role because he was going to let everybody down and he could lose his job.
I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy. Leadership with less ego and more soul. Join me each week as we talk about the deeper and provocative leadership and personal development topics that drive real change. Slow down, react less, reflect more, and lead with less ego and more soul. Let's go.
As an executive coach, I've talked to hundreds upon hundreds of people regularly, one-on-one, on a daily basis over the years. In these conversations, I repeatedly hear play-by-plays of different people's intimate thoughts. I hear about what people are hoping for. I hear about their dreams. I hear about fears. I will tell you, fear of failure is right up there on the top 10 playlist of what comes up as a fear recurring over and over again. When obviously I see that as a fear of myself, right? So I understand that. But when I ask others, why is perceived failure, because you haven't even failed yet, but just the perception of failing so scary, here are some of the things I hear. I will be considered a loser. So no one wants to be considered a loser. Everyone will be let down. So that's another story that we tell ourselves about what will happen if we fail at something. I could lose my job. That's another thing we think, right? Is if I fail at work, especially in executive roles, we have high stakes presentations. We have high stakes results that we need to deliver. I could lose my job if I don't do it, if I fail at that. And the other thing I hear is people will think less of me. People won't think as highly of me if I fail. That, she's not as good, he's not as good, you're not as good, all of those sorts of things. I remember one conversation with a man that plays in my head even today. And even though this was several years ago, it just stuck in my head. He was having extraordinary health issues caused by his stress. He was like on the brink, really stressed. And he would talk about how stressed he was. His marriage was on the brink of divorce. He was ringing in fear about failing in his new executive position. And he was working almost 24/7. Seriously, he would wake up in the middle of the night with cold sweat and he would go to his computer because he wanted to prevent failing in this new role. He was so scared. His fear of failure had totally taken over his identity. And he was constantly looking for validation. And that's basically what had taken over his life. Like a slow poison, his fear was actually paralyzing his ability to step back and put his role and his career into context. And he couldn't put it in perspective with the rest of his life. He just wanted to make sure he didn't fail at this role because he was going to let everybody down and he could lose his job. Now, think about that for a minute. His marriage started to fail in the middle of all that, but he was one-track mind. I can't fail in this new job. So in this episode, I just wanted to spend a little bit of time, and I think it's worth just listening to in this episode, is what is failure? When you boil it down, failure is not meeting a certain predetermined measure or criteria for success or successful performance. If you fail, you didn't meet a standard for success. Now, in a society that values and heralds winning, because we always talk about winning and losing, no one wants to be the one who fails, because failure means losing. So a common story, and the key operative word there is story, The story that we create about losing or failing at anything is that it equates to us not being worthy as a person. If I fail, I let people down, I lose my job, people will think less of me, I'm a loser, I'm not really, when you really think about it. And sometimes stakes are really high. We can fail greatly and we can fail publicly. As a result, when we do that, we feel shame. We feel very ashamed and we feel less than. Like we let ourselves down, like we let others down, like we don't know what we're doing, and our self-esteem is demolished. Or, as I have heard those I speak to describe it, and I've also experienced this myself, the quote is, I feel like a fool. I'm a fool. And so our fear of failure is paralyzing, because what happens is we focus on proving and validation. And what I've observed over the years, talking to so many people about this and going into people's heads about what this is and how this feels, is that the fear of failure is a paralyzing poison. Just the fear of failure. When we're focused on the fear, it paralyzes us. Because when you really think about it, failure is a learning ground. It really is. And I know we hear all these cliches about, well, if you're not failing, you're learning. But it's true. When we fail, we learn what doesn't work. We learn to adjust. We learn to bounce back and try a different approach. If we avoid failure, we can't learn. What we do is we stay stagnant and stuck. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people who won't try something new because they're afraid that they're going to be a beginner at it. They're not good at it, and then they'll fail. And people will see the failure and they won't think as highly of it. But that failure, that repeated failure, is what makes us learn. And I have to insert in here the Michael Jordan famous quote when he said, Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player, former basketball player, he said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game winning shot and I missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. Now, it's hard to remember that during a time when we think we failed. However, I would suggest asking yourself these questions when you are paralyzed by the fear of failing at something. What is most important here? What am I learning? Am I attaching my personal worthiness and identity to the outcome and have it being a successful outcome? Am I so attached to the outcome that I can't see the value of alternative outcomes without me as the center of it? So if I don't win, then the outcome isn't good. It's a failure. Whose scripts are playing in my head? Am I being true to what I think is most important in the bigger scheme of things? Is winning the most important thing? Is proving the most important thing? What really matters to me? And is my need for personal and ego validation getting in the way of my overall impact? We take ourselves too seriously in this learning process called life. I think what is the key here is that we see ourselves as the main characters of whatever, of the world, of our lives. And we want to prove that we are the hero and the protagonist and not the fool. But I want to remind you of these wise words from William Shakespeare. I think they go a long way in this proving game. And the quote is, a fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool. So with that, as you're listening to this and you're thinking about your day, you're thinking about your career, you're thinking about your leadership role, keep trying, keep learning, keep moving forward. Stay foolish and wise.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this, every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.